I've just got one specific question on sort of general business on the accounts. And I appreciate you won't answer questions directly pertaining to ABC Learning. That's a reasonable position to take. But when you were margin called out of your entire shareholding in ABC Learning, Chairman, the first time I can recall a prominent professional director having that happen to them, how were you able to hang on to your entire Transurban stake? So our accounts show that you still retain 57,000 Transurban shares. So as someone who's invested in both companies and invests right across the market, I was shocked to see that our chairman at Transurban had so mismanaged his own personal affairs because of debt issues that he was actually, his stock was taken from him by his financiers. And how did our chairman avoid having to liquidate his own shareholding in Transurban when that situation happened? So I guess it was a loss of confidence in your own management. I mean, if you can't manage your own personal financial affairs, how can you manage the billions of dollars of debt in Transurban? And how did you manage to hang on to your Transurban shares when you were liquidated entirely out of your ABC Learning shares? I presume you could have pledged the Transurban shares or sold them to avoid the embarrassment of a margin call and all that would flow from that, but you seem to take the margin call head on and somehow try and hang on to your Transurban shares. I mean, why did you do that, and how have you so mismanaged your personal financial affairs?
Thank you, Mr. Mayne. I note your comments about me personally and the remuneration report, and we'll undoubtedly deal with questions in relation to those at the appropriate part of the meeting. In relation to my own personal financial situation, this is a meeting of Transurban, not a meeting of me and my own personal financial situation, so I don't intend commenting in relation to my own personal financial affairs. Are there any other questions?